What's the connection between a big blue whale, a museum, and a message from an alien scientist? Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll give you the opportunity to meet them. Our guest today is a really interesting guy, and you'll get the answer to the question that I ask at the beginning of the show when I talk to Dr. Steve Periano about his new children's book, Joshy and Joey, The Boys and the Blue Whale. There's a clue right there. Welcome, Steve.
Hi, Suzanne.
It's a pleasure to have you, and this book is so adorable. You have got a very eclectic background, and when I read your background and I looked at the book, I thought, wow, this is an interesting combination. Tell me a little bit about who you are, Steve.
Sure. First, I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to interview me, so thank you very much for having me here. And a little bit about my background, I'm a doctor. I'm an emergency medicine physician, work in an emergency room. I live in upstate New York, and I have two little boys. You may guess their names are Joshy and Joey, and my wife and my two dogs I live with as well.
So tell me the story behind the book. How did this all happen?
Well, the book was written because I wanted to get a message out. That was one of the main drives behind writing the book. In both my personal and my professional life, I have really witnessed a lot of people that were getting sick and suffering from illnesses that, honestly, most times were probably preventable. They're due to diseases of lifestyle, a poor lifestyle. So I was really inspired by that. And I always, for myself personally, I always try to live healthy. And I really wanted to get this message out to other people because I want to help inspire other people to live healthier lives, and especially children. I think if we can inspire our children to live healthier lives, then they will grow up to be healthier adults. And that was one of the main reasons for writing this book.
Let's give the listeners an overview of the book, because it's really an adventure book.
Yes, it is. So the book it's an adventure book. It is basically about two little boys named Joshy and Joey, and they are actually my two sons. And it takes place in a very large museum, and the boys, sort of through, I guess, the occupations of their parents, actually have the opportunity to not only live in the museum for a little while, but also to live inside of a big model of a blue whale. And they are, during their time in the museum, they meet a young boy named Tom, and they find that Tom is not a very active kid. He really is more into video games, and he doesn't really eat very healthy as well. And they invite him and his older sister, Kathy, to come to the museum one day, and they want to teach them about healthy living. And they do this by showing them different exhibits in the museum that teach about the human body and the importance of health. And during their day in the museum, they come across a door that's left slightly ajar, and it catches their attention. They walk into the room, and they see a crate that has its cover off, and the crate says Antarctica on it, and this captures their attention, and then they end up meeting another being and going on a whole other adventure from there.
I love it. Where in the world did you get the idea for this book? The idea of children being able to live in a museum and this big blue whale. I mean, my imagination exploded when I read just the teaser about the book. Where did your imagination come up with this, Steve?
Well, actually, that was one of my childhood fantasies, one of my little childhood make-believe things that I love to do. It. I would always pretend that I lived in the model of the blue whale that I knew of in a museum. So I pretended that I lived there, and that was my home, and I had furniture in it. So that was my own childhood fantasy. So that's where the idea for the book came from.
I love that. It's so creative. And what do your boys think about the book? Have they enjoyed it?
Yes, yes. They have definitely enjoyed it. And they were, because the book's message is a message of healthy living, this is very important to me to spread the message to other people, but also to my own children. So it was my two boys, Joshie and Joey, that really served as the inspiration for me to write the book.
It sounds like your target audience is actually bifurcated. You've written the book for children because it's obviously a children's imagination-inspiring adventure book with a very positive message about health. But it sounds like you also have written the book for parents. Am I on the right track?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I would say it's definitely for parents because I would hope that parents share in the message of the book and that they could embark on a journey of healthier living together.
Did something happen to get you to write the book right now? Was there an event, or did someone inspire you, or did something happen that said, Steve, do this now?
It was actually, well, Suzanne, like I said before, I have a focus where I have a message that I'd like to get out. And, you know, I did have my own personal health challenges that kind of, actually, honestly, before my own personal health challenges, actually about 10 years ago now, I always tried to live healthy, but not quite to the extent that I do now. Even though I was a doctor, I really never knew as much as there was to know about healthy living and healthy eating. And so my own personal health challenges actually really got me on the road to reading and reading about health, nutrition, wellness, things that I would probably never have been interested in before. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And I like writing. And I guess several years ago, I just came up with the idea of, I should probably write a book about this. And then I guess that thought stayed with me. And then trying to figure out how it would be. I know I wanted my kids to be in the book, and I wanted them to be involved with it, and then my own fantasies of living in a blue whale when I was a child. I guess that all kind of came together to motivate me and inspire me to write the book.
What's your process like, Steve? I'm always interested when I talk to authors about their process. It's all over the place. I've written some fiction myself. And when I write, I sit down and the movie starts in my head. And actually, when I'm writing, I'm sort of recording the video or movie, whatever you want to call it, in my head. I know some writers will sit down and outline everything that they want to have happen in the book, and it's a very extensive outline, and that's how they write their books. What do you do? How do you write?
Well, this was my first children's book, and my first book, for that matter, but so I didn't really know what to do. I didn't, I guess, have my own set process, so I guess right now it was just very experimental at that point, but I had the idea and I initially formulated a plot in my head and just kind of knew how many main characters I wanted, and kind of knew what I wanted to happen. And then I started writing, and you know, I had the setting in mind and a bit of the plot, and I started writing. And then I actually got to a point in the book where I was kind of stuck, and I was like, so what should happen now? And so that's when I actually took out a piece of paper and then started thinking about how I really wanted my plot to work out. And so I actually started writing things down and outlining and the actual sequence of events and how I wanted the plot to go and for the book to actually end. And so that's how that was my process for this book.
It's an interesting mental exercise, and when you start talking about that process, sometimes it really sounds like you're a little nuts, because the creative process sort of takes over, and your characters have faces that are not those of actors. They have their own personality to a degree, and I've had authors say to me, well, my character wouldn't let me do that in the book, so I had to do this instead of that. So it's really a very, very interesting creative process. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. And just specifically for two of my characters anyway, Joshi and Joey, I really wanted them to, you know, kind of have some of the personality traits of my own kids. So I guess I was trying to have them act as my children would act.
And it's how you see your children. That's the interesting thing. Do they see themselves the same way you see them? You know, isn't that interesting? That's an interesting point of view, I think.
Yeah, that is interesting, actually.
I'm sure that our listeners are interested in finding the book, and it's always easy to find it on Amazon, and I always go there first just to make sure that A, the book is there, and B, that everything works. And I did go to Amazon, and I put in the title of the book, and I'll spell so that people will put in the correct thing. It's Joshi, J-O-S-H-I. And Joey, J-O-E-Y, The Boys and the Blue Whale, by Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Piriano, P-I-R-I-A-N-O. And if they'll simply put that in the book search feature on Amazon and then click on it, there's the book. And it's, of course, got an adorable blue whale on the cover. And they can click on the Look Inside button, and they get to look inside, and they get to read a little bit of an excerpt. Amazon always does a nice job, but the books are usually available in other places. The book will be featured at Book Expo America, to be held in New York City in May. For more information, go to the Book Expo America website. Where else could they find Joshi and Joey?
Joshi and Joey can also be found at BarnesandNoble.com and iUniverse.com. It's iUniverse.com.
Now, are you doing any kind of web presence? Do you have a website?
I currently have a website under construction.
So it'll probably be a little while, but if they put that in and click on it, then pretty soon we'll get to see a representation of Joshi and Joey.
Yes.
Are there some final thoughts that you'd like to leave our listeners with, Steve?
My final thought is that I just really hope that the book's message does help to change some people's lives. I really hope that it does inspire some people who were perhaps not living healthy to change the way they live. And my thought was that if only one person changes their life because, you know, they read my book, then I would consider the book to be a big success.
I think that your message about healthy living, especially for children, is a very, very important one, and I hope that children would get the message because of this lovely book, and that parents would also get this message because, let's face it, our children emulate what we as parents do. So thanks for writing this book, and thanks for being with us today, Steve. It was a real pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much, Suzanne, again, for having me.
Samuel Johnson said, "A writer only begins a book. A reader finishes it." I hope you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. And thanks so much for listening.